Delisha Carpenter has started a career as a researcher focused on pediatrics. In fact, she's been doing it for quite some time. And then her path took an unexpected turn, and that led to her starting a website. And you can find that online, naloxonenearme.org. And we are honored to be joined by Delisha Carpenter right now. So what led you to start this website?
I started this website. It was actually probably an 8-9 year journey to get to this point. So back when fentanyl was first infiltrating the drug supply many years ago, I lost two friends to opioid overdoses about 2 weeks apart. And so then that's what prompted my shift into trying to increase access to naloxone, which is a medication that's highly effective at reversing opioid overdoses and preventing death. So I started researching access to pharmacy-based naloxone, trying to get access to medications for opioid use disorder expanded in North Carolina, and eventually got a grant from the National Institutes of Health to create this comprehensive measure of where naloxone is available. And so we worked with this awesome advisory board of people from all across the state, all different organizations, and we asked them what would be useful for you. And so that's how we came up with this website. It's the Naloxone Near Me, and it tracks, and it's the first, as far as we know, the first time this has ever been done, but tried to track sources of naloxone that are distributed for free, as well as ones that you can pay for at the pharmacy. So it tries to create this real comprehensive measure of naloxone access.
And it features an interactive map of all 100 counties in North Carolina, and it ranks them based on the number of naloxone distribution services available as well. What are among, it looks like that some local counties are among the highest rated counties.
Yes, and that means that they have more of a variety of sources of naloxone available. So no county in North Carolina actually had all 14 sources, so there's room for every county to improve. But yeah, there was a nice variety of sources in the Triangle area.
So what are these scores based on?
The scores are based on whether the county has 14 different sources available. And so you get a certain amount of credit for each source that you have. But if you have, let's say you have a harm reduction organization that's distributing naloxone, then your county gets credit for the harm reduction organization. Now, let's say your county has two or three harm reduction organizations available. Your county still just gets credit for having a harm reduction organization available. So it does that for 14 different sources of naloxone in the county.
And Durham County has among the highest scores. In fact, the highest score tied with Mecklenburg County on the map with 88. So while fentanyl is a problem in Durham, it appeared that based on your score here, the services are being made available for people.
Yeah, there's a variety of options for folks in Durham. So there's syringe service programs, there's a post-overdose response team, other harm reduction organizations, justice-involved programs, treatment centers, health department, and then pharmacies and healthcare providers. So lots of options for accessing naloxone in Durham County.
There's been such an increased focus on fentanyl over the last year or so. Do you find that there are results being made in the increased scrutiny?
I think, yeah, the fentanyl is more potent than heroin. And so being able to have naloxone available to help reverse the overdoses, sometimes it takes more than one dose. But it is, people are still highly responsive to naloxone with a fentanyl overdose. So it's still important to have naloxone available, especially if someone might have fentanyl in their drug. I think a lot of the overdoses that you might be seeing are people who don't know that they're using an opioid. So the problem is fentanyl is getting cut into other drugs that aren't opioids, and people aren't aware of that. So that's why it's really good just to have naloxone on hand, even if it's not an opioid drug, in case you do need to reverse an overdose.
Are the availability of medications for opioid use as available as you would like to see them for people?
No, absolutely not. Not North Carolina. I mean, it's really low rates of people who are eligible to get medications for opioid use disorder, but there are so many barriers that make it hard. It stems down from policy level things that make wholesalers to pharmacies implement suspicious ordering monitoring programs, and they throw these medications like buprenorphine in there, and then the pharmacies are, you know, will hit a threshold that they don't know they're hitting a threshold, and there's just all kinds of access issues. But if we could increase access to medications for opioid use disorder, I think you'd continue to see more of that overdose rate decrease over time.
NaloxoneNearMe.org is the website, and you can check that out for yourself. Talisha Carpenter from the UNC Eshelman School of Pharmacy, thank you so much for your time. It's wonderful that you started this here, and it's good to see that it appears that results are being made as overdose death have decreased by approximately 32% from 2023. That was according to results from last year, and hopefully that trend will continue. Talisha, we thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.